Our final article looks at a British icon, the red telephone box, and why it is much more than a simple red box.
A forgotten time. Imagine you are away from home and you need to call someone. What do you do? Today, obviously, you just reach into your pocket and take out your phone. But until the very end of the 20th century, you needed to find a public telephone box. That was rarely a problem. Phone boxes were on every street and were an integral part of everyday life. But in a very short time, they have completely disappeared. Completely? Not quite. One country loves its bright red phone boxes so much that its citizens refuse to see them go. That country is Britain.
A style icon. The original British red phone kiosk dates from 1924, and it was much more than a simple box. Essentially, it was a work of classical architecture reduced to the ultimate degree, a small but sophisticated house, just 1 meter square and weighing an incredible 1,250 kilograms. Why so heavy? Because they were made out of cast iron to withstand the British rain and wind. The look perfectly captured both the traditionalism and the eccentricity of British society, and it is probably why the red phone box became an iconic and universally recognized emblem of the nation around the world, even as late-century versions of the kiosk moved toward a cheaper, more utilitarian design.
Good times, bad times. Using a phone box in a British city was not always pleasant. Prostitutes often used them for job publicity, sticking cards with their names and telephone numbers all over the walls and windows. Men inexplicably tended to urinate in them, and generally about one in every three was out of order, while the other two contained people having long, long conversations. But in more remote places, a red phone kiosk was a reassuring sight. A box of light in the darkness, a dry place in the rain, and a precious connection to your family and friends.
A new life. Inevitably, the arrival of mobile phone technology turned public phones into an anachronism, and Britain's famous red boxes began to disappear. Tens of thousands were removed and melted for their iron, until a public campaign started to save them as part of the national heritage. Indeed, in a 2015 poll, they were voted the greatest British design of all time, ahead of the double-decker bus and even the Union Jack. Today, fewer than 10,000 remain, and most of those don't contain phones anymore. Instead, they have been converted into tiny coffee kiosks, phone repair shops, libraries, and even art galleries. Those that have survived will now remain for decades to come. But by then, will anyone remember what they were originally for?